right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
First, I thought you weren't going to sing, and I was like, is this my solo?
I decided to commit. You know, there was a part of me that thought, let her take it. Let her
take it. She has nothing.
Let her do this. You know, she's
she has
insane.
Nothing.
She's a crazy person. She needs
it. She's literally psychotic.
And then I thought, so am I. And that's why I came in at the end.
Good for
of
you.
Middle.
Yeah.
Because I said,
too.
I also need it and want it.
Wait a second. I need this too. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, it's here we are.
We're here.
Here we are in like the dead of summer, almost like at the peak of the beginning, like just almost right around the river bend, Pocahontas vibes.
Just around the river bend.
I look once more. My friend and I were sitting. We were like, who's the hottest princess? Let's name them all. Pocahontas. Actually, okay, we don't need to go any farther. Like,
Pocahontas. Yeah. Also,
Pocahontas
Moana.
Is,
I always say, I'm like, Moana as
oh,
a cartoon,
really?
That hair.
I mean, the hair in all of Moana
is. Are we talking
is,
about who's the hottest or who? Moana's a child.
Hottest.
We can't be calling Moana
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, that's why.
But her hair.
I mean, she's going to be a very hot adult. I'll
she's
say that.
Be a
but
vixen.
I was talking like hot. It. Oh, Anastasia too, I think is like, I love a redhead. You
oh,
know
I'm
what I mean?
Very into Snow White. I like the coldness.
Oh my God. Thank you for saying that.
Or wait, maybe I don't like Snow White. Maybe I like the evil stepmother.
Okay. Well, she's a bad bitch.
Can I tell you a regret that I'm having?
Yeah.
I'm flying back from LA in like less than 2 weeks, the last weekend of June. And my okay. friend that lives here texted me. I'm flying back on the 29th, and he texted me being like, keep open the night of the 30th. And I was like, it's too late. I already booked my flight. And he was like, oh, no worries. I just booked the whole theater to watch Cruella.
Oh, God damn it.
But do you know how cheap you can be booking whole theaters for?
Why aren't I booking more theaters? No.
$99 for the whole theater.
Fuck me. Are you going to watch the new Cruella? Because that's like upsetting if you are.
Well, I was going to if I went.
Are we upset? Are we upset about Emma Stone literally taking an iconic part from like what should be a beautiful mid-aged woman?
I mean,
I am. I'm pissed. I'll say it. Oh, I'm pissed.
I'm pissed, but I'm more pissed at the casting person. Because if Emma Stone yeah. was like, no, I'm not going to do it. It should go to somebody older. They would be like, okay.
Okay, bye, sweetie.
Emma Roberts,
yeah.
Hello.
Ugh, that would have been really tragic.
I just had a coffee delivered.
Oh, must be nice.
Listen, oh, I forget you live in New York City where you can't get anything delivered.
No, they like don't deliver things. It's like kind of weird.
It's notorious. Mom and pop shops, no deliveries.
Yeah. I just ate a bag of nuts.
Yeah, how's no sugar going?
It's good. It's still going well. I did have a pickled martini last night and I don't regret it.
What the fuck is a pickled martini?
Oh my God. It's like my favorite drink in the entire world. Essentially, it's vodka and pickle juice and it's like a dirty martini, but with pickles. And it's just like, bop, bop, bop. I'm going to live my best life type thing.
I think I would be into that.
Let me tell you something. Of course you would. Do you like, I am like, the only shot I can do is a pickleback shot. Like, my favorite drink is a pickled martini. I also like a really dirty martini. If it's not salty, count me out. You know what I mean?
I love a dirty martini because of the same thing. I'm like, I want to feel like I'm a glamorous woman, but I'm just drinking olive juice from a
exactly.
Fun
cup. I'm like, if I throw this up, I don't want it to be sweet. Do you understand? I needed to be salty.
Like, I want to be like, is that the mozzarella sticks or the...
Yeah, I don't like sweet drinks. It's normally like...
What was I going to say? Did you... you're going away.
I'm going away. You guys, tomorrow I literally fly to Nashville and I'm excited.
How far away from Nashville is Claire's?
Well, we're going to Nashville for like two nights, three days, and then we're gonna go to Cookeville, which is where Claire's family lives, for 2 days ish too.
Have you been to Nashville before?
I have, but like I only went when my friend had a wedding, and so I was there for like half a day. I mean, I didn't do anything. So we're gonna like go out, I'm thinking, maybe like hear a little music. I don't know, because they're from Nashville, so they're very
they'll know the best things.
Yeah, they'll know the best things that aren't like too touristy or too like, oh.
It's like one of my favorite cities.
Wow.
I like it better than New Orleans.
Okay, explain.
I think you're going to really like it. It's okay, very like almost kitschy.
I'm kitschy. Yeah, that's fine.
You are kitschy. Like, there's cowboy boot shops everywhere.
Although I will say, as someone with literally massive calves, I could never wear cowboy boots, but I
but it's fun to look at. They're fun. It's fun to look at.
Love to look at. Love to look.
And there's live music in every single place you go. Because everyone there is like trying to be a country star. But like every bar has live music that's like so good.
Beautiful. I was going to say like Nashville is LA, but for music, you know?
It is. Like, but and it's like, it's so fun. I went, there's like a four story bar. And on each floor, they have different live music so that it feels like a whole different like vibe on each floor. And I mean, it's like they're really good. And also our Uber driver told us when we were going, she was like, don't wait in line in the bars. They have a door in the back that people like, if you know, you go to it and then they just let you in. And it worked.
Wow.
We did it and it worked.
Okay.
We
didn't
have to get, we got kicked out of the bar about an hour in. But
why? What did you do? What did you do?
I didn't do anything. So it was a bachelorette party. My friend whose bachelorette party it was. What did she do? So she first, you know that thing where you take a beer bottle and you slam it on someone else's beer bottle and then beer comes up?
I've never done it, but yeah.
So she hates that because obviously it's annoying. And this guy did it to her. And she's a very personable girl. So she talks to anyone. And she's talking to this other girl who is like standing there. And she's like, can you believe he would fucking do this? And she's like, do what, this? And then did it to her again. And my friend is like, and then dumped her beer bottle on her head. And I like watched it from a distance. I was like, okay, we gotta go, we gotta go, we gotta go. And then we were going up the stairs to another bar and then to the other floor. And then we were up there and she was talking to some stranger. And he asked her if she was from the Valley because of her accent. And she was like deeply offended by it. I'm not exactly sure why, but she did punch him in the throat and then we had to leave.
Oh my God. Okay. She sounds like a liability.
Some might say an icon as well.
An icon and a liability. I would like to punch a man in the throat. First of all, there's no way I would.
Well, she like beaked him. You know, when you put all your fingers together like this.
Oh, a beak.
Make your hand look like a beak and then you beak someone right in the throat.
Guys, put all your fingers together to a tip and then you turn it to the sideways. Looks like a little bird whispering in your ear. What? And then you just slam it into the person and like a little beak.
Beak it into their esophagus.
Absolutely. To beak or not to beak.
That's a good life hack.
That's a good life hack, because if someone's like, you punched him, I'd be like, I fucking beaked him. If
be like,
he's
I beaked
not okay.
his ass because he was being a little bitch.
Yeah, like I didn't punch him, I beaked him. And like, yes, my nails are sharp, but like, he's fine.
Be like, I forgot I had the nails on, honestly. I didn't
mean
to kill
the man. Honestly,
I forgot
the nails were on. I have square shapes, so he's fine.
He can fuck off, okay? I got square shape.
Fuck the fuck off, okay? God. I love that, though. But I also don't know if that's necessarily my energy. But I'm still going and I'm going to be like, ooh, ooh. And I think I'm going to like, I don't know if I'm going to dress to theme and I don't know what that means. But like, am I going a little country? Am I like a little country? Do I do pigtails one night? Who am I?
I think you do pigtails. It was like the most fun. I actually think she listens to this podcast. So I hope she's listening right now and she's going to text me and be like,
I'm going to beak you the next
time
I fucking
see you. Beak your fucking ass. But listen, now she's like a mom and stuff. She doesn't beak people anymore.
Oh my God. She can't beak anymore. She's a mom.
I bet now she's going to text me and be like, I beaked someone at Target last week for cutting me in line.
Hell
or something.
Yeah. And she's like, sometimes to get the kids to bed, I shine a flashlight on that beak and I do a puppet show.
And oh my God, it would be. She would do something like that.
Yeah, she's like,
she's very much
beak.
She would commit to a puppet show to the point of beaking someone as a puppet.
I love that. I would also like, I think I would, you know, you put a sock on that beak and now we have a puppet show.
That's the thing about puppets.
And that's the thing about beaks.
Is they look like mouths, but they're hard.
They're hard. They're so hard. What's up with you? What are you like? What are you even? You know?
What am I even?
What are you even?
I am. What am I even? I'm this Airbnb. I got in a fight. I sent a really mean message to the people that own the Airbnb.
Obsessed.
And they haven't responded. Knock on wood. But it was like,
yeah. Oh, you don't want them to respond?
I get very anxious about things. So I'm like, whatever. Yeah. But here's the thing. So it's not the Airbnb the one that I booked was two queen beds, like two bedrooms with queen beds. And then there was an additional two twin beds, I believe.
Yeah.
And there was like an outdoor space and it was whatever. It was fine. And then they upgraded us to this because they were like doing renovations there. They decided.
Okay.
And here we're like downtown. It's very nice. The Airbnb is like beautiful, but it's very, very clear. They don't usually, I think, like Airbnb this out or have a, there's nothing in it. Like there's no cleaning supplies, not a broom.
Mm. Yeah.
No like soap dishes in the shower or no like anything.
Yeah.
And then it's two bedrooms, but it's all like really open. So like basically as soon as I come out of my room, I can like look down into my friend's room. And then I also the walls don't go all the way up to the ceiling in the rooms. So no privacy. It's a king bed upstairs and then two twins in the room downstairs. And the Wi-Fi doesn't reach upstairs. Like it'll reach just enough that I can load an episode of Schitt's Creek downstairs, then bring it up before bed so I can watch it to fall asleep. But to do anything work related, I can't do upstairs.
You have to be downstairs.
And the fucking, so like it's a 10 floor building, then the penthouse. And so all the other penthouses are like even and then ours is a little bit higher. So like the bedroom that I'm in is the only is like the highest point of this building. But on top of it is like the generator to the building and everything else. So it literally comes on in the middle of the night all the time and shakes the bed to the point of like,
no.
And she was like, oh, and there's a private roof deck. I'm like, amazing. Cause the last place had a balcony. So we go out and there is a private roof deck, but it's like, so the first four penthouses have like beautiful roof decks. There's lights hung, lawn furniture. And I think the people that own this one own all of them because all of the outdoor furniture is exactly the same. And like, it's like plastic plants match the ones that are in our apartment. But the one that we're in is where there's no lights and it's the garbage, like all the discarded lawn furniture that's broken is all that's in the patio.
What?
And so that's it. But then there's also a communal like pool that's beautiful and stuff. And so the other night I had two friends over, my friend Andrew and Kay from Betches were here and we were like having a White Claw here and then went out to sit by the pool to watch the sunset. No one else is there. Immediately, the doorman comes up. He's like, oh, penthouse five, you can't have guests out here.
What?
And there was no one else outside.
A, who tattled?
But also, I'm like, we are, like, what?
Why can't penthouse five have guests?
I have no idea.
Did you say why, sir?
Yeah, and he, like, wouldn't, he just walked away. But also the thing is, like, when we got here, the woman was like, oh, the door code for the door to the building is this. It doesn't work at all. Then the doorman like lets us in and I'm like, how does the code work? He's like, oh, I don't know, you have to talk to the person who owns your Airbnb. And I was like, okay.
I did.
And he was like, most people just use the app. And I was like, she didn't tell me about an app. And he's like, yeah, there's just an app you can download it and it'll like open it when you hold your phone up. So I email her about that and she responds the next day being like, I've never heard of an app. And she's like, I'll talk to the building manager and see if I can get you a code. Because there's a doorman there all the time that lets you in. But then the next day I like go, or he has to let me in again. And I was like, it's a different doorman. And I said something about the app, and he was like, I've never heard of an app.
Okay.
And no one's like, talking what the to fuck? Each other. So no one knows anything, but you know to immediately run up to the roof deck and scream at us for watching the sunset. What the fuck is this?
I don't like this, Chris.
So that's why I sent a strongly worded message.
Yeah, you should get some of your money back.
And but the thing was, when she like tried upgrading, quote unquote,
upgrading,
she called to be like, basically to hint at the fact that they're gonna have to change it because the place we booked, they wanted to renovate, and she was like, well, what's your budget like? We have more places downtown if you wanted to spend some extra. And I was like, absolutely not. Am I giving you any more money to go to a place that you are putting us at? And so whatever, reluctantly is how we ended up here without paying more. But then she's texting me about it. I was like, wait, the day before, I was like, wait, there's only one king and two twin beds.
Yeah, why would you downgrade us?
And she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, that I wish you had said that. And she was like, well, can't you just sleep in the king bed upstairs? And I was like, there's two of us. And she was like, oh, I wish you had said something. Like, I wish I had known. And I was like, number one, both, you have to put in both people's information into Airbnb. And number two, her and I had specifically discussed it when she called me the first time. And
I don't want to say the word liar, but I feel like she's a liar.
And then when I was like, there's only a king, she's like, oh, well, if you want to pay an extra $500, I could get a queen bed in. And
what?
I was like, no. And then upstairs, there is a queen bed and queen box spring just being stored in the bedroom, like leaning up against the wall.
I'm over this woman.
There's no closets. It's like so bizarre. And like,
what?
And even when I asked for, I'm like, there's no cleaning supplies. She was like, oh, sorry. I'll have them drop some off to you. We're like working in here. I hear something at the door, and basically somebody just like used the code to throw in a box of garbage bags, and that was it.
Honestly.
And also there's no garbage cans.
Yeah. Are you going to raid her? Well, because you shouldn't.
No, I'm not. Especially because I'm like,
slam her to hell.
I do feel a little stupid and mean because I sent the message and just happened to link my Instagram at the bottom to be like, I'll drag you to hell. And the next day I was like, I shouldn't have done that, but I was angry and drinking.
Well, that was the alcohol talking, but you know what?
That was the alcohol was the confidence, but the message remains the same.
I'll beak the fuck out of her. Are you kidding?
The bitch deserved to be beaked, honestly.
I think so. It's like, you can't take away my bed, my privacy, and my ability to clean. And expect me not to be livid.
It is because I'm like, I'm a anxious cleaner. I'm like, if there's nothing.
Oh, wow. To do, you clean?
No, well, if I feel like I need, you know, those when you're just like, I feel like I need to accomplish something.
Yeah, totally.
But not something that actually matters.
100%.
That's when I'm like, oh, I'll
dust a little bit.
I'll sweep the floor
with the broom. I'll sweep the floor with her.
But that's not an option. That? So I'm going to be, yeah. And then when I was like, there's also no garbage can, she's like, if you want to buy some, I can reimburse you.
This.
I'm like, you're giving me petty cash?
Yeah. Ha.
And then when in the text, when I was like, there's only like a king, whatever, she's like, let's try to work together on this. And I was like, am I an employee?
Yeah. I was like, I'm also trying. I'm already fucking here.
What I think the situation is her and her husband. I've done some pretty strategic, I think her and her husband own a lot of properties. They have hired people that they deal with. I've been talking to her, the woman that actually owns all the properties, because she had to call because they fucked up. Because when I was talking to her, she's like, oh, let me actually talk to my husband. He knows more about these things than I do. And I was like, okay, don't love a lack of independence in a person, but that's
yeah, fine. Girl, you know what you're doing. Don't put yourself down.
And so that's what I think has been going on, but I'm like, whatever. But the reason I'm telling all of this story is the good news. I mean, it is beautiful and like we're having a good time. So it's just annoying that it costs so much money and they're acting like it didn't.
And you can't have guests? I'm just confused.
It's so bizarre. But my friend who owns a house in Studio City with like a pool and everything.
Yeah.
Zeke, they are going away for 4 days, leaving on Thursday, and asked me to house sit.
Oh, sweet. So you don't have to be there.
Yeah. So we're going to go there for the weekend and have like our own
good
pool and everything.
You should be like, I'm not going to be there during that time. Phil, like, make it an Airbnb, put cleaning supplies and garbage cans, and then I won't.
I mean, we
you
come back on Monday and then or on Sunday from there and then leave on Saturday.
Okay.
But also we were sitting here and the door is like a key code.
Ugh, I hate that.
But with no padlock on the inside.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
I told you this, right?
Yeah, because you do like glasses in front.
Yeah, but did I tell you how random people walked in?
No.
We were like sitting on the couch and all of a sudden I hear the door open and I thought it was them dropping something off and just coming in again. So I like ran to the door to yell at them and I opened the door and it's like three girls with suitcases. And she was like,
oh, right.
Hi. Oh, did I say this?
Wait, but then they didn't get in, right?
No, they like walked in and saw my shoes and shut the door.
Oh my God, they did open it.
Oh, they came in and then realized people were living in there.
Oh my, that. So wait, the code is the same for all of them?
So here's what I think what happened is I don't know that it was locked because I don't know how, we didn't know how to like lock it. So I think maybe they put in a code and it might have been the wrong code, but the door still opened.
Okay, but that's a problem.
But I don't know if it was locked. Do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, but any code opens the door?
Not, but if it's unlocked, it would.
Oh, that what? I thought you have to lock a coded door. It's not just you have to
I don't know.
Code.
I don't know,
I'm
Jesse.
Upset.
I'm probably going to get fucking murdered.
I don't like that for you. Do you understand?
Well, here's the good news is that I'm up the three-flight spiral staircase.
Wow, that's
so
great.
So by
news.
The time my friend downstairs got slaughtered, I would be long gone out the balcony.
Out the balcony to
hiding
the other
under
people's
the discarded
balcony.
Oh, this is also why I think they own all of them. And it's actually genius because they have the balcony. It's like the whole roof and they have it divided into the roof decks for each penthouse. But there's gates into each one.
Brilliant.
And I think they must because it would be a really cool event space. This Airbnb specifically, because you can just let, like, if they did something throughout all of them, it could be like a really huge thing.
Totally. And can you open people's gates or do you have to have the code?
You can just go through the gate, but the other penthouses, like to get to their roof deck, they have a spiral staircase that is like outside their front door and they go up to it. We have to go through my bedroom to get to our roof deck.
Honestly, it's like, could yours be more inconvenient?
Well, I'm also like, if they own all of these and they gave us the shitty one,
I'm going to be pissed.
I'm going to be pissed.
Of course they did, because you weren't going to pay more. So they're like, let's give them the shitty one.
But when I tell you, like, it was double rent.
My God.
So that's why. And when we did it, I was like, whatever. Like, we're going. Might as well fucking live it up and get this nice place in Hollywood. And then
little did you know, you could have had a nicer place.
So
coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Anyway,
that's some BS.
What's going on with you, Jesse? I've been talking so much this morning.
I know you really have.
Shut up. I usually let you.
Well, I said I was going to Nashville. You know, I'm day 76 in this detox.
I don't think you're on day 76.
Feels like it. You know what I mean?
I do.
So it's been a look at your bobo. She's sitting up in such a cute way.
Jesse's talking to her kid.
Yeah, Winnie's just like, you know, she's being cute. Winnie's being cute. So am I. Yeah, I have to pack still for Nashville. I'm like a very bad packer. I get like overwhelmed. I'm either going to bring way too much or way too little.
So are you doing no sugar in Nashville? You're not going to drink in Nashville?
No, I'll probably drink.
Jesse, you can't do no sugar in Nashville. I'm sorry. You're going to have to break it for Nashville.
Yeah, I'm sure I will.
Amazing. It's like they're not going to. You're going to go to a bar and you're going to be like, what do you have that's sugar free? Food
no,
wise.
There's no such
and they're
thing
gonna
as
be
sugar-free.
Like, we still use kale as garnish.
Yeah, I'll be like tequila. Ooh.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, I will do that.
Because Jesse, yeah, it's friend, so fun and the men are so hot.
Okay. I'll hook up. Can you imagine? This is something I'm trying to like like will for myself, because I feel like Nashville guys have like long hair and weird hats, and I'm like,
no, they all look like a lot of Bachelor contestants. They look like a lot. When we were in Nashville, I saw multiple actual Bachelor contestants, including Caitlin Bristow on at a bachelorette party.
Wow.
Because we did, when we were there, like they have those like bicycle things you ride and everyone sits around it and it's like a bar.
What?
So it's basically literally like a bar that's like an oval, and which it literally is that. And then there's seats around it like it's a bar. And then at your seat, there's pedals.
It's a spin class.
And there's a employee that like steers it in the front, and there's a bartender.
Shut up.
So it's like you're sitting around a bar, but you pedal and it goes around Nashville.
Shut up.
And
you
like get order drinks, and it's like a bar crawl. The one we did was like a bar crawl. So it goes to like six different bars.
Oh my God.
And they're like they stop at the bar and you're like, you have 40 minutes, and then you have to like get back on, and then you pedal to the next place.
Shut your face.
But the best, I think it's like.
Do I try to hook up with a Nashville guy?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
100%. Pretend you're a country music producer.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I'll be like, I'm looking for the next Blake Shelton. Sheldon? What is it?
If you say I'm looking for the next Blake Sheldon.
Okay, I won't say that. I'm looking for the next Miranda.
Lambert?
Lambert.
So you went from Blake Shelton to his ex-wife?
Oh, wait. Who's the one who sings Casey Musgrave?
Casey Musgraves. I think, well, you know, I saw Carrie Underwood and Mara Morris at the Grand Ole Opry when we were in Nashville.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'll be like, where's Connie Britton? Remember that show?
I do remember that show, because when we went to this bachelorette party, this is so funny that you brought it
up.
We stayed in the house that Nashville was filmed in.
No, you didn't, you little bitch.
Yes, we did. And they even had like a binder of like cast photos and stuff. Like, you know, when you go to an Airbnb and it's like, welcome.
Oh my God, that's an iconic house.
It was. Well, I don't. Okay, so I didn't watch the show. I think from what I heard,
huge mistake.
It's like the one that they live in where there's like a wedding and stuff, because it's like a big, beautiful house. And then a back porch massive. That had like 15 white rocking chairs.
Yeah.
And it was on like a river. But that was the beauty of Nashville is like the house we were in across the street was a cornfield. But then we would get in a car and be in downtown Nashville in like 15 minutes.
Okay, yeah. I'm feeling this vibe for me. You know what I mean?
It was so much fun. And when we went, the only person that got laid...
Do people have little twangs? Oh, who got laid?
So I think there was like 10 of us. The only one that got laid was my friend's... who's my friend who's bachelorette party it was his hairdresser had gotten... found out she was getting divorced like the week before we were leaving, and my friend's mom, who also gets her hair cut by this hairdresser, was like, come to Nashville. And my friend's parents are very generous and were like, don't be here and be miserable, and like took her to Nashville. And she's the one that got laid.
Good for her.
And the guy sent her fucking flowers to our Airbnb the next day.
Are you fucking kidding? Is that a Nashville thing?
I'm not kidding.
I'll die.
This woman is like probably just under 50, and she looks like the hottest piece of ass you'll ever see.
Great. Well, that's my problem. Is
and
everyone
she was
in Nashville
raking
is
in dick
gorgeous.
At the bar.
I'm not gonna lie to you. It's like maybe I'll be somebody else since I'm traveling. I'll like have a little twang. Like, oh my God, you're so cute.
Well, I don't know that I would go with an accent that is.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I'll be different because I don't have an accent. I'll be like, hi,
or just be like, oh, hello. Oh my God, this is absolutely bloody different than where I live in.
Yeah, or maybe I'll be like a New Yorker. I'll be like, you guys got coffee or something here? Come on, who works here?
Nobody's working.
Yeah, I'll be like, sorry. So what do you guys do for fun? That's like the best question.
I'm trying to think of, it's like, you're going to have, I think it.
I'm going to have a hoot. I'm going to go wild. Maybe I won't. Maybe I will.
My cousin lives there.
I'm going to wear something really fucking... I don't even know if I own slutty things.
Dress like a fucking whore. Like, This tits is out, your baby. Moment. Tits out, tits clits out.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
Well,
don't do that.
I'll put the tits out. Yeah. The tits I'm trying to like take on the town anyway. Like I'm like, tits are coming out. It's going to be like, you know, real tits. So it's like, they're not up, but they're certainly out. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just be like, oh, tits. Like, you know, and I'll just be a tit person.
Yeah.
Tit, tit for a tat. I'll be like, don't tit for tat, but you can tit, titillating.
T for two.
T for two.
No, I think you should definitely, and I think people will be like, they're nicer.
They're nicer. Should I wear like sequins? What's my vibe, you think?
I think there's nothing sadder than somebody traveling to Nashville and trying to dress like they live in Nashville. Do you know what I mean?
What do they wear in
like
Nashville,
if you're
though?
Like going on like a cowboy hat and cowboy boots and stuff. And
I'd never so do that. People, that's insulting.
I think really amp up the New York thing and make yourself
love that. Stand out, yeah.
And they'll be like, look at her. Like
look at that dark little witch. I'll be like,
yeah. And then they'll be like, hi, how are you? And you're like, I'm good.
Yeah, okay. Why don't you go hoe me in the back? Wait, will you?
That's forward.
Yeah, I probably won't do that.
It was honestly a good time.
Next week, I'll be like, nothing happened, huh? I'm going to have a great time.
My other friend that was there, also, this guy was trying to hit on her. And he was like, can I buy you a drink? And she was like, only if you buy my friend's drinks, too. And he was like, okay. And he bought like 12 drinks. And then he was like, so where are you from? And she's like, I'm engaged, and walked away from him.
Oh, that's mean. I did when I was younger. Yeah, he was a creep. Oh, okay. When I was younger, me and my friends would be like, we're not buying a drink tonight. And like, we would get there and then just like try to get guys to buy us drinks.
Have you ever seen the show Bar Rescue?
Bar Rescue? No.
It's like,
is it like the Kitchen Rescue, but for bars?
Yes. And it's not very good, but he often will at the beginning, he like points out everything that's wrong with the bar, and he'll often get like, hot. He always has like experts in bartending or food or something.
Okay.
But he sends people in under disguise first to like see how bad it is.
So
I saw one, and it's like a group of female chefs that are like hot
hot
a mix, and some were bartenders. And he gave them a $5 bill and was like, get as many drinks as you possibly can without spending anything more than this $5. And they drank like the Jesus. And they drank like the entire night for free.
The guys just buy them drinks?
Like the bar owner and stuff. Because the girls are like, are you sure there's nothing? And like, to prove his point that like they give away things, and that's why they're failing.
What do you have for $1?
I have to pay for my preschool tuition.
Help me. Help me. One time I met a guy at a bar. It was so funny. And he was like, he told me, my friend, he was like, I forget what name, but he was like, my friend over there is really wealthy. I think he pretended he was like Ryan Reynolds or something insane. And he was like, so just order drinks off of his tab, okay? And I was like, okay. So me and my friend ordered drinks off this Ryan Reynolds tab all night. And then this guy came up to us at one point and was like, hi, you've been ordering off my tab all night. And I was like, hi. And then he was so
mad.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah, he was like, why? I was like, oh, your friend told me to do that. And then he seemed angry. And then I was like, okay, bye. Like, thank you. Like, I just
was his friend like there still?
No. Then of course his friend was the other way, like waving. I was like, yo, come here and tell him what you told me.
That's sick.
It was really sick. But you know what? We were just like, bye. I was like, blame your friend. I think his friend was like, yo, to like every girl at the bar, yo, order off my friend Ryan Reynolds' tab. And then we all did it.
It's a funny prank.
It's honestly a great prank.
For everyone except for him.
Yeah, of course. For the guy who it was, I feel bad. Not that I probably ordered like 4 Bud Lights. Like, I couldn't be a cheaper date.
Do you remember, actually, I think at Hannah's podcast party.
Yeah. Yeah.
I my wallet I had left like in the back because I had to get dressed, if you remember.
Oh yeah.
And Haley,
of course I
you know Hannah's friend Haley.
Yes.
Was like, oh, just like put it on my tab. And Venmo me.
Put your wallet on my tab?
No, 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 like a drink. Because I was standing there. I was like, oh, shit, I don't have my wallet. And she was like, oh, put it on my tab. And I told the bartender, she's like, what's the last name? And I was like, oh, my God. I don't know.
Haley.
And I was like, it's Haley? And she's like, what's the last name? And I was like, Sherry. And she was like, what? And then I was like, oh, maybe that's her Instagram handle. I don't know if her Instagram handle and her last name are the same. And
oh my God, did she find it? And she was like,
no, I ended up looking on, I was like, or asking what your last name is.
That is so funny. That is, there's nothing better than that, honestly.
There is nothing better than that.
God, I haven't gone like out. Like, that reminds me of college when I used to go out and be like, let's hook up with somebody, or like let's flirt, or like let's dress slutty. I like definitely got out of that, and now because of the pandemic I'm just like, why haven't I been a slut my whole life?
Have you been slutting it up?
I'm gonna. Yeah, I am.
You are? Yes. Or have you been?
I'm gonna, and I will continue to.
Good for you.
Thank you.
How are you feeling today, Jesse? Should we do should we do a Hallmark, or should we do, let's do a little improv.
Okay, let's do a little improv. Let's do a little improv, you bitch. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that to you.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did.
I was watching New Girl. Do you watch New Girl?
Yeah, of course.
And Jess is like talking about something. She's like, it's just like nothing makes me sadder than watching somebody fumble around not knowing what to say unless it's during an improv show.
That's really funny.
Oh, this is a fun line.
Oh, what is it?
Actually, our town. Oh, guys, it's time for kind of. We don't have a song for it, I realized.
What?
Actually, our town has four main streets: North Main, East Main, West Main, and Main. Which way did you want?
Wait, sorry. What did you say? Is this the line?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. That was my fault. What did you. That is that the line?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Go back. I'm so sorry.
We're off to the races here, people.
Okay.
Actually, our town has four main streets: North Main, East Main, West Main, and Main. Which did you want?
I just wanted the main entrance. I'm meeting
as
a guy
just
by the
said,
main.
We have East Main, West Main, North Main, and Main.
Sorry. Okay. So the guy I'm meeting said to meet at the main entrance. And
well, then
so
maybe go to the one that's just Main. Did you already try that one? The one right in front of you?
Yeah. Well, that's why I was like, is there another Main? Like, because.
Well, there's a North Main, a South Main, and East Main as well, but we're in the middle of all of them.
Do you think I should go to the like the center? So it's like the main, main. Like,
well, as
I
just mentioned, we are in the center. This is the center.
Oh, this is the center. Okay. Am I being stood up?
Probably.
What?
Hmm? What time were you supposed to meet? I said.
Oh, 7.
7
p.m.
Oh, my God. Well, it's almost 7 a.m.
Yeah, well, I thought maybe I...
Have you been here for 12 hours?
Yeah, I just got divorced, so...
Oh,
this is
God.
This is a sex
call. My shift
call,
just started about 20 minutes ago, so this is a lot of sadness at an early time.
Yeah. Well, if it
if
helps,
if my
I'm
boyfriend
sad all
ever
the time.
Leaves me, I'll kill myself. He's a doctor.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice.
It's a really
what
nice
kind of doctor.
Well, doctor? He's a very good doctor. And also for kids.
Oh, he's a pediatrician.
He's a pediatrician, but he also can help hearts. He's a double major.
He's a student. Oh, so
no,
he's not
he,
a doctor.
He double. Well, I haven't been to the hospital. He said he told me. We're not allowed to have our boyfriends at the hospital. It's like in Coyote Ugly when you're not allowed to bring your boyfriends.
Yeah, but isn't there only one hospital in town? So if you hurt yourself, you're not allowed to go to the hospital?
Which has been a major issue.
I was going to say that that would be...
I've been suffering from gout for about 5 years.
Okay, and I don't want to say grass is always greener type thing on the other side, but maybe this doesn't sound like a great relationship.
What? you're going to give me a girl who's been waiting for 12 hours to go on a date with somebody that she doesn't even know exists is going to tell me
kind of
that it's that, a bad like, relationship student... because that's also what my therapist has been saying.
Yeah. If you're listen. And I mean, you started the conversation off by saying that you would kill yourself if anything happened, which I think is like definitely the wrong kind of vibe. And that's a lot of pressure.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't actually kill myself. I meant it in like a dramatic way.
Oh, okay. I get that. Yeah.
Like more so I would kill him.
Now that I'll say that you, I don't know if you've heard of beaking, but I did beak my ex and he brought it up in court. He did. He brought it up in court.
Beaking was illegal.
It's not illegal, but it is frowned upon. I'll say
that's
that.
Good to know, honestly, because customers do it to me all the time.
People always are beaking. So I was like, oh, you know, I wanted to, and my fingers just, and then I was like, point. How about that?
Point, right
and
into the throat.
And then next thing I know, you know, I'm in court and he's saying that she beaked. She broke and she beaked. And I thought, wow, you know what? If we're going to air out everyone's dirty laundry, you know, I will too.
And I bet who was doing all the laundry during that relationship? Not him.
Thank you.
Not him.
Mister, I'm fine if I don't wear clean underwear for a few days.
Of course, it's you're fine. We're sharing a bed. You're getting it's in my sheets with your dirty ass underwear, you nasty piece of shit.
You nasty piece of shit. Also, whatever you do, don't you go, you know, free balling in jeans and then not wash that shit, because that's
not free balling
underwear
in jeans.
Now so put it in the wash if you're gonna wear jeans. I get it, we all don't wash our jeans every time, but you know, you spray it with vodka and
you also wear underwear.
Exactly.
A spray bottle of vodka
line.
You wear underwear, you'll have clean jeans.
That's what I don't want to do this, but you know, to my gal pals who wear thongs, I'm always like, that doesn't really count.
Well, listen, here's the thing about vaginas.
Yeah.
They, in what? Jeans, also, that could be uncomfortable.
A vagina?
To have a vagina and no underwear in a pair of jeans.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Sounds awful.
It sounds a little rough. It's not something I would recommend doing. And also, I think that, again, it's like underwear, you know, he and I were just different that way. He also like was, quote, comfortable sleeping naked. And
oh,
I was
my
like,
God. Sorry. Hold on. Ma'am, can you calm down? The woman behind you is getting so rowdy.
Oh.
Calm down, bitch. Okay. Sorry.
Show
you
her
were
the
saying,
show her the beat.
I'll beat the shit out of you.
That's
She's
how
a regular.
You do
She knows
it.
I mean that. Did you want a cup of coffee? I just put on
I'd
a
love pot. A cup of Joe.
Okay. Sorry. You were saying?
No, I just was saying, you know, so anyhow, He and I were just very different.
Mm.
Very different.
What did you think of his, was he good at intercourse?
You know, we got there. I think that sometimes, you know, he's a big talker is what it is.
Ugh, I hate that.
He's a big talker. Like a lot of times it's like I would get texts that are like, you better hide when you get home. Okay. Because I'm horny as hell. And I'd be like, uh-oh.
Oh, wait, then, what?
Here I am playing hide and go seek for 5 hours. The guy doesn't even look. And I'm like, Ben, what happened to hide? You're going to have sex with me. He's like, oh, I got home. I thought you weren't home. And then I got tired. And I'm like, what?
Well, maybe he meant it more in not in a literal. Maybe I've heard of men using metaphors.
Yeah.
A big word for
time,
simile, which is comparing two things.
Oh, wow. Look at you, a little genius on our hands.
Thank you. One of them is using like or as, and one is not.
Wow. I never knew that.
Well, I went to Hudson Valley Community College. So I majored in scientific facts.
I didn't even know you could major in that.
You can. But anyway, so he might have thought, sorry, I also dabbled in therapy. He might have thought that by saying,
you
go,
better
go
hide.
I'm a horny. I like the chase. Maybe he meant he
I know.
Felt
I mean,
you
believe
were hiding
me,
emotionally.
I was hiding emotionally, and it wasn't every time. Obviously sometimes he'd be like, you better watch out. Mm-hmm. And then he'd get home and I'd be like, uh-oh. And I didn't feel like that prey, like energy was there. He was just like, ooh, oh. And then,
so I'm sorry. Can you only,
yeah,
reach your sexual peak in a hide and seek situation. It seems as though both of you need this cat and mouse sort of game in order to climax.
Well, it's more like when we weren't in person, he would kind of text things with like a different energy, which I was like, ooh, you little cat and mouse mm-hmm. energy. And then in person, it was very much like two little mice.
Yeah.
Like Gus Gus and the guy who's with Gus Gus and Cinderella, who I can't remember, who's thin. But, you know, I guess I was like, where is the cat? You know, are you the cat? Because I was comfortable being Gus Gus or a nameless mouse. And then he was like, oh, I just... So it was, how's sex with your guy?
I've never seen Gus Gus.
The mouse?
I don't know what that is. So that's stuff with my guy, amazing.
Cinderella?
Oh, got it.
Gus Gus. Wait, yeah, how's everything with... What's his name? Sorry.
His name is Chris.
Oh, wow.
The same as mine, ironically.
Oh, Chris and Chris? I know. Oh, my God, that's so
things
fun.
Get so confusing because I'm like, say my name. And he's like, Chris, no, because yeah. He hates himself, so he doesn't like saying it. He's good. The thing about him is, as you know, he is in the FBI.
I thought you said he was a doctor.
He is a doctor as well, but he is... Do you think FBI agents just go to the hospital when they get shot? No, they need a private doctor. And so oftentimes he's whisked away.
Double majoring and in the...
Well, he's James Franco got 4 degrees at the same time, but my boyfriend, it's suspicious that he's getting 2 medical degrees, is working full-time at a community hospital, and is also in the FBI.
Yeah.
I can see where you're coming from. That's a lot of time in a day.
Time.
I don't get almost nothing done most days.
How often do you see him?
Oh, what's the date today?
I think it's the 17th.
So, oh, I saw him a year ago on the 15th.
Oh my God, honey.
What? He's been busy. He is a private doctor for the president.
I'm gonna tell you something
of a country I've never heard of.
Student. Okay, listen, I don't think that this is big news to you, but the guy that you're seeing clearly has another life, probably a wife and kids, I'm gonna assume.
No, he has, well, I told you he has 8 nieces and nephews who are all named.
You didn't tell me that. Who's our name? What'd you say?
They're all named after him. So there's Christina, okay, Christine, mm-hmm. Chriselle,
Krista,
Christiana.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Christopher.
Yeah.
Christian. And
Crescendo, isn't it?
Crescendo. Spelled C-H-R-I-S-E-N-D-O.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. But those are his children because no one's going to name kids after an uncle.
Are you sure? Saying?
I am. Are you sure?
I did think
sure
it was interesting that he drove a school bus.
Okay. You know what? I think that we're both lost.
Well, I'm definitely lost. I don't even work here.
Oh my God.
I know, right?
Yeah. Wow.
So did you want to maybe get a drink or something?
Let's get a drink or something.
Let's get some dick.
Let's get some fucking dick.
And scene.
Okay, love that, though.
See, that's how you turn around a bad interaction with a service person.
True. That's 100% true. And also, I'm impressed you did all 8 names.
I'm impressed that I was able to fire off all 8 names rather quickly.
Guys, that was pretty impressive. Let's all admit it.
Crescendo as a name. That's so funny.
That's so funny.
That needs to be written in a movie where somebody, like, is named Chris, and then it's revealed that their real name is Crescendo.
I do think at some point we're going to do merch, and I kind of feel like that shirt is merch.
Maybe I'll start telling people that when they're like, is it short for Christopher or Christian? I'm going to be like, Crescendo.
Yeah, you should do that. I know I would.
Should we do one more?
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
Oh my God, I think my bank account was hacked. My accounts are empty.
Oh my God, stop.
Yeah.
All your money's gone? How are we going to get home?
Oh my God. I lost $10,000. Someone must have stole my identity.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Well, when we stopped at that diner and I wrote down my bank account information, remember?
Why? Why did you write down your bank account information?
Because I said, I don't have a tip. My phone is dead. I don't have Venmo. But here's my bank account information. Please only take $3.50.
Please only take $3 for the tip.
And she said, okay, no problem. And it seems maybe like...
Oh my God, I knew it. You know why? Because our bill was over $100. And I was like, we shouldn't be that low with the tip if we're going to give her the bank account information. But you were right. The service was bad. But at the same time, I'm like,
well, you called her a dirty bitch.
She was.
You called her a dirty, poor bitch.
But she was.
Of course she was. She was a nasty little bitch. And obviously we were right. She stole.
She stole. And like, you know, she had tags on all her shoes. And they were like still held together by that string. And I was like, girl, you got string on your shoes. Clearly, like, just cut it. And she's like, I have to return it. And I'm like, you're walking around literally in a relay race with your legs together because, like,
well, she also did mention how she had the knee braces on, so that's why her feet had to stay in perfect alignment like that.
Yeah, but still, she looked poor.
I feel like when she said I'm returning them, that was her way of being like, stop asking because it's a medical reason.
Okay, hindsight is 20/20.
And then cutting her hair was also probably not the best thing.
Okay, but I thought at...
Well, I said she has a round face. She would look good with a pixie. And you said, let's see. And then you cut her hair as she leaned down to pick up your plate of empty ketchup.
And I will say that looking back, a round face and a pixie like does not mesh. Like,
well, that's why I said, now... I said round faces and pixies don't usually go hand in hand. And you said, well, let's see.
Yeah. But before that, you had said that like she'd look good with a pixie. So it wasn't just my decision. Like, we did make it together. And then we both realized, with obviously her upset, that, yeah, the pixie with it wasn't good. It accentuated the round, I thought.
I felt like she looked much, much worse.
It was like, I really thought, oh, she's got that choppy layer thing. Not good. Like, a pixie, if anything, will bring out her face. But I think that nobody knew that would be definitely worse.
Yeah, much worse. And then she cried. So,
well, the crying was like, I mean, that's why I do feel like I do support you. And obviously the tip being smaller, because it was like, who helped who really serviced who
it was,
in the long run.
I think the real issue is that we're stuck at this truck stop
now without any money, because, like, obviously, as you know, I forgot my, you know, cards and stuff. Yeah.
I would say I could just blow a couple of truckers and we could get enough to get out of here, but I already blew everyone that's here.
Yeah,
I didn't know I should have been charging.
Your jaw's hurting, right?
My TMJ's flaring up a bit.
Oh God, that is such a nightmare, isn't it?
I haven't been able to get the acupuncture.
You got to get that acupuncture. And, you know, I would obviously give blowjobs. It's just that I personally don't want to. And I feel sometimes like I can only give a blowjob if I really am thanking somebody for something. And so because that wouldn't be the case, it would be inauthentic. And I am incapable.
You would
of
be
giving.
Thanking them for giving us a ride.
I know, but like, oh God, I just made a pact with myself like 2 years ago that like I'm only giving a blowjob after I receive.
I'm sure we could find somebody here that would give you a blowjob as well. What about the guy with the mouth? There was the guy that had the
The mouth?
Well, remember his teeth were like sticking out and he told us that they were shark teeth that he had replaced.
Yeah. I the idea of shark teeth kind of like down
near your
I wouldn't want.
Yeah, like I guess I can get that. I dated a toothy person before.
Did you? You dated a toothy person?
Braces from here to Timbuktu.
Jesus, yeah, that's a lot. It's just a lot.
It was a lot.
I mean, any sort of teeth.
It's too much.
It's a lot.
Yeah, no one likes a toothy blowjob, you know?
Nobody likes it.
No one's here for
that. Nobody likes it. And, you know, I'm the type of gal that, like, I don't like any sort of, like, do you want to give me a blowjob? Mm-hmm. Should you give me a blowjob?
Yeah.
Do you want to go down there? And because I'm like, I know where it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know where it is. I know. And I'll go if I want to go. But most of the time, yeah, I guess, like, I'm trying to find the joy in it, but it's sometimes it's not there for me.
I haven't had joy since, and I hate to say it like this,
a while.
But definitely before my kids were born.
I'm going to say this. I do feel like as soon as your kids were born, I kind of saw the joy leave you.
The thing is, they told me, like, you know what? It's going to be so great. You're going to feel amazing.
So
I felt nothing but disappointment from the second those little fuckers came out of me.
I mean, postpartum is obviously real.
It has nothing to do with that for me. For me, I regret it.
No, for you, it was a lot. I think that you really learned after you had kids that you definitely didn't want them.
I wish I had learned that before I had the sixth.
Well, yeah, the sixth one, I think we all thought, wow, nail in the coffin. Like, now you're the Brady Bunch.
Right, and the adoption place is just like, stop. Just stop having them.
I know.
If you don't want them, you know?
So. Yeah, they were cleaning up. I sort of felt like that adoption place should be thankful at the same time. Because it's like, look at all these kids for free.
I agree. I'm like, sorry.
Exactly.
Sorry,
like,
for helping kids.
Sorry for helping kids and all the families that can't have kids.
Truly.
Give it to one of them.
And they're like, well, no.
Yeah, and that was... Because I guess, technically speaking, you know, you did drink a little bit.
Did I drink a lot? Yes.
Yeah, well.
Right. I didn't know that there was alcohol in kombucha. And then they said, there's a little bit. There's no way this is kombucha. And I said, well, I put vodka in it.
Well, that's how you drink kombucha, though.
That's what I always thought. Half a glass of vodka topped off with a splash of kombucha.
And I told the doctor, I said, in a way, you are giving mixed messages because you say, oh, don't stop doing what you're doing. Don't stop running if you're running. Like, you thought that also translated to, like, drinking and
life. I'm like, I have a booch splash. That's what I call it. A kombucha with a splash.
A little boosh. A little boosh koosh splash. So what?
Yeah, a little boosh koosh. I can't have a little boosh koosh.
Like, why? You know what I mean?
It's embarrassing is what it is.
It's really embarrassing.
So anyway.
Anyhow. I'll do a hand job if I have to.
That would be so great.
Are you good at hand jobs?
Am I good at... Is anybody good at hand jobs?
I don't think anybody is, right?
I have clammy hands. No, I'm not good at hand jobs.
I'm just always like, uh-oh.
SpaghettiOs.
Well, yeah, like, is this it? Is it just that? Am I doing it?
It does nothing for me.
I don't think it does anything for anybody.
And scene. Okay, are you guys ready for the final segment?
The final countdown.
It's time for
Praise to the Praises, yeah.
Okay, this comes from Chelsea.
Okay.
So 10 out of 10 would recommend to a friend. Picture this. You wake up on a Monday morning and you're like, ugh, again, I must endure this again. But then you open up your nightmare triangle and realize there is a new episode of Middle Children, and suddenly you are immersed into a world where love does exist and good things do happen. No, not here, but in the world of Hallmark movies. The banter is fun, too.
What did he say?
The banter is fun, too.
Okay, good.
I am clap, love, clapping, clap it. That's fun. I am loving it is what she was, you know. Keep shining, superstars. Love, an honorary middle child. Chelsea.
Oh, my iconic. What's the name?
Chelsea.
Chelsea, you absolute delight. Let me tell you something. Not only does love exist, honey, it exists for you.
It
there
sure
is
does.
Somebody out there who's like, God, that Chelsea is hot.
They say she's hot and she's amazing and she is down to earth, even though she's not a middle child.
And but she's, yeah.
Because she's proud of it. She's an honorary.
And, she's an honorary.
And she claps for people. You know, someone lets her go on the highway, she claps. Somebody tells her that she's in their way at a crosswalk and she claps. She uses it for everything.
She's like, bada boom, bada bang. She's like, she likes to sing. She likes to feel like obviously high powered, and she fucking is. This woman is like, I don't know. I feel like the head of HR. you know, but in a fun way.
She's definitely ahead of HR.
Head of HR. She's like, listen, we're going to have fun on the retreat. But again,
you do have to fill out the form.
Don't let me see cocaine. Do not let me see cocaine. What did you say?
And you have to fill out the form. We don't want to have to track you down.
I don't want to do it. Not when I'm having fun and coked out.
Yeah. No, sorry, bitch.
Yeah, sorry, bitch. And Chelsea obviously does not abuse drugs, and neither do we.
And neither do we, and we don't support that.
And we won't. We don't, and we won't.
But also at the same
that.
Time, do whatever you want.
Like, have fun, though. Like, literally
be
live
fun.
Your best
like,
life.
Like, not all drugs be are fun. Bad, but some.
In moderation?
All drugs can be, well, not all.
Listen, not all. Actually, not all.
Consult your doctor.
Consult your doctor if you have one.
Before
and if you
consuming
don't,
find
a doctor and find a single doctor near you.
There you
Hello.
Go. Okay, guys.
Hello.
And on that note, with your doctors,
yeah,
take them on over to the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren, and then join the Facebook group Stuck in the Middle. But before all of that, make sure that you live every day like you are the oldest.
We love you. Bye.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.